Well, you may have noticed we've got some little games up here. Jenga. So you know, I'm guessing, how Jenga works. You build a tower really securely, best way you can. It's true Blue Peter style. Here's one I did earlier. And we've got two little smaller games down there. And then what happens is that there's kind of two ways of doing it, depending on which rules you follow or if you follow rules at all. But you you kind of take out very carefully. Okay, I can't do it right now. You take out one brick block really carefully, and you either then, look, here you go, you take one out really carefully, and you either stack it on the top or you put it down there. So I'm wondering if we can have some little, come on, guys. So come forward. So we've got little ones either side. That's also part of the game. Anybody else we want to come forward? Oh, I'm feeling... I'll tell you later why they're wrapped in wrapping paper. Hello, well done. Well done. Thanks for coming. So we have just heard about a little... No, hang on. You got to wait. I know it's really exciting, but you've so got to wait. We have heard that Paul is using as a metaphor, a description of the church as a body of Christ. And so today we're using a slightly different metaphor. Paul was quite good at using all sorts of different metaphors. As a Jenga tower. Okay, so we are, as a body of people... We are made up of, we're one of these blocks. And basically, you put us together in a church, in a body of Christ, and you become a tower. So I need two little towers to start being built out of those. And if you could mix up the wrapped ones and the unwrapped ones as well, that would be really great. So the point of... Today, the theme, should I say, of today's service is that we all matter. We are all individual blocks, but we matter because we have a purpose to be part of this tower. Doesn't matter what we're like, as we open our hearts to Jesus, as we seek to follow him, he draws us in to be part of a tower. So I wonder, I've got a little job for you girls to do. I want you to run around the congregation, and I'm wanting you to think, so what do you bring to this tower? What part of you do you bring to this tower? Maybe it's something that you enjoy doing. It might be because you've got a really smiley face and you love smiling at people. Or it might be something really obvious, because some of these bricks are kind of quite obvious. So what I want you to do is go to the congregation and just and ask them, what do they bring to this tower? And then when they've told you a little something, you come and build it up. Yeah? So it's Hope and Florence are going to come out to you and ask you, what do you bring? Do you want to do one as well, Jacob? Do you want to do a couple? Go up the side and just say, what's special about you that you can bring to the tower? Have you got a name? Go on. What is it? What's this brick? What's this block? What's good about this block? What did they say to you? A hug. Good hugger. Oh, is that right? Is that what they said? That's fantastic. No? Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. This one is a really good hugger. What did they say to you, Florence? Okay. A precious little soul. Wonderful. Well, thanks, Darren. Yeah. We got there in the end. Great. Hope.
Singing,
lovely. They love singing. Great. We'll have that block in here. Jacob, what did they bring to you?
Other people.
Other people. Great. Okay. Lots of other people. And is that one? No, you haven't asked about that one yet. Ben, do you want to go and ask and see? Do you want to take those out and go and ask somebody?
They like other people in the house.
They like having people around. Hospitality. Fantastic. We'll have that one too. Jacob, go and ask somebody about that. Great. They have hope. have hope in their hearts. It's always good to be around hopeful people. Okay, go on. An encourager, yeah, wonderful. So all of these things, and do you know, it doesn't matter whether it's really obvious or whether it's quite hidden. The thing is that what we bring of ourselves when we encounter Jesus and we come into his church as part of the tower, do you know the amazing thing is they're all the same size. They're all of equal importance.
Creativity,
wonderful. A builder. Oh, I could do with one right now, actually. This is getting wobbly already. Okay, we're running out of... Yeah.
I make a great cup of coffee.
A great cup of coffee. Oh, come to my house.
Feeding people.
We love being fed. Okay, last one, maybe.
A smile.
A smile. We need people smiley. That's wonderful. So, if you would like to mix those up so they're not separated, they really need to, because all of the differences that we bring... Okay, one last one, Ben. No, that was just there. Lovely. That is a brilliant tower. Well done, you. So, all of our differences.
Being kind.
I love kind people. I'm not sure I'm where... No more, really. Yeah. You can have too much of a good thing, can't you? Metaphors are great, as long as you don't stretch them too far. As we bring what we are into the church of God, we discover that every gift, whether it's really obvious or whether it's quite hidden, it all has the same equality and importance in the tower that is the church of God. And the thing is that each of these blocks matter. You matter. Which block you bring matters. Because I matter, because what block I bring matters, because we are part of something bigger. You matter, because I matter, because we're part of something bigger. Can you say that? But not don't just say it to me, say it to the people around you. You matter, because I matter, because we're part of something bigger. Okay, great. There'll be another opportunity to say that, and I want a little bit more turning around and looking towards each other, because we're telling each other, we're explaining to each other what this is. And this tower is quite significant. See how much more significant it is than that little one there. And that's because it has a purpose. It's within this tower that we learn how to live and love and serve Jesus. It's within this tower that we learn how to become more fully human as we seek and open our hearts to Jesus. It's within this tower that we learn how to worship God together. And it's in this tower that we reflect God's love, both in our own lives, but to the world. It's because you matter and I matter that we become part of something bigger that has a purpose, and therefore we have a purpose. And the thing is about these, and this one is a good one too, is that they are, although they look the same because they are the same size, because that's how the Church of God operates, there are incredible differences. As I look out around this array of faces this morning, there's all sorts of differences in us, aren't there? The differences within us are actually endless. Not only what we look like, how old we are, maybe how long it is that we have been following Jesus, how we think, how we act. There are incredible differences. And so sometimes that can be a bit tricky. So boys, what I want you to do is that I want you to now start taking a block out. Because sometimes as we rub up against one another, we can think, I don't know. Do you know, I find this block here finds the two either side just really quite tricky. Tricky to get along with. Don't really quite understand. And this one here. I mean, it's really quite impressive to look at. But honestly, sometimes it's so irritating. And sometimes we just like a little space in between each other, don't we? And then sometimes what happens... Okay, boys, how are we doing? Badly? you have got a quite impressive tower. And then sometimes what happens, we kind of like the people that... Oh, so you have no wonder it's so tall. So what I would love you to do now is all the red ones with Christmas puddings, they really like being together. So I want you to move this tower so that they're together. Can you do that? Go on then. Yeah, yeah. So all the Christmas puddings like to be together. Put them. So take them out and put them on top. And I can have a volunteer here to do this big one. Do you want to come, Ben? Come on. So these Christmas trees, they really like, they have fun together. They understand one another. And so they want to kind of be in the church together. They kind of think the same way. Great. So although we all matter and we're all part of something big, we do just have that tendency, don't we, to kind of like what we're used to, like kind of people who look roughly the same as us. Keep going, Ben. Yay! And actually, that's what happens to the tower. When we kind of move and just stay with the people that we really like, instead of kind of supporting the whole tower and the tower keeping its shape, what happens? The tower kind of gets out of shape, like that tower there. And this one, come on, Ben, you can do this. You can do this. There's a few wobbles. Yep. Wonderful. Yep, he's ready to move. He's ready. He's had enough. He's ready to move. Fantastic. Up on top, Ben. Lovely. That's where he wants to be. He wants to be with his mates. Now there's some more. Come on, their mates are calling to them. Yep. They're happy. They're happy. They're together. But there's some more of their mates that they're calling to. Yeah, go for it, Ben. It's got to do it, Ben. They want them. They're the same kind of type. They want it. Woo! Is your head all right, Ben? I forgot to put that in the risk assessment. The thing is that when we shift together and just stay with the people that we like, who we feel think the same of us, it makes the whole tower wobbly. We can make quite a big bang if you like, Ben. Watch this. Watch this. It goes like that. We matter. You matter. Because I matter. Because we're all part of something bigger. We can do things that make that tower quite wobbly. The tower is there. Its significance is there because it is within that tower that we learn to get alongside one another. It's where we learn who we are. It's where we learn how to worship God together. It's where we learn how to reflect God in this world together. Now, I've got one other little example. Just before I move on to three kind of final little points of the sermon, this is something that maybe any child can do, but come and bring your child as well. Because our fingerprints are all really individual to us. And so this is just a little picture here of where we've got some little pads that you can put your finger in a paint pad and come and make your mark on the body of Christ. So this is your moment if you fancy making your finger, and we've got some all people, sure, because it would be really great if we had tall, short, old and young, because we all make up the body of Christ. And just while that is happening, I just want three little things to say about this tower, the differences that we find in each other, that we find within the tower. How do we cross the divide without creating havoc, without the tower losing its shape? So three things. One, Be curious. It takes a little bit of humility to understand that this particular block here doesn't have the perspective of the whole. There are things that this little block doesn't understand about what's going on in the rest of the whole. So maybe this little block here can look at the other blocks, and this one here is kind of a little bit mouldy. Some of those, the Christmas tree ones look incredibly posh. But just to have a look, to see, I wonder what life looks like from a different perspective. So be curious is a way of, being curious is a way of seeing how we can kind of rub alongside one and understand one another within the tower. Another way is being present. It's just sticking around with one another. As a staff group, last summer, we did something called the Shapes Test. It's one of these personality tests that I'm sure most of you are familiar with. But you answer 7 questions on the computer, and it comes up and gives you a shape, and that shape, it then gives you a little profile of that shape. And then it talks about what motivates that particular shape and what demotivates that shape. It talks about how I see myself is kind of as an XYZ. That's how I would describe myself. But actually, other people see me as ABC. And I kind of think, how can that possibly be? Isn't it perfectly obvious that I am who I am? But the reality is, in the differences that we have between us, we can view each other really differently. And that can easily lead to misunderstandings. And so what that has done for us as a staff team, it's given us a language that we are able to talk to one another and understand one another. When in meetings things can get a bit eggy and aerated, we can actually understand where the others are coming from. It's enabled us to really appreciate how much we need every shape in our team. And that actually different shapes bring strength to the team. And then finally, it's about reimagining. It's quite risky being humble. It's quite risky staying around people who feel very different to you. And yet, what Ben is doing here and Jacob has done here is a fantastic replica of what God is in the business of doing. Because God is in the business of reviving and restoring us. And because he revives and restores us, he revives and restores his church. And so look at that. What a beautiful tower. Well done, boys. Could you just say with me one last time and look at one another as you do it? You matter because I matter, because we're part of something bigger. And thank you. And we just have a few little fingerprints here. There is plenty of time after the service to come and add your fingerprint to the body of Christ.
Thank you, Mary, for that image of how we're all fit together in a body. That's really helpful. Thank you.
The splendor of the King, God in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
Name above all names.
You're the name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God.
Sing name above all names.
You're